Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Rough Riders Radio. I'm your host, the Rough Rider. Let's get right to it. The subject tonight, the banality of evil, ushered in by our so-called conservative movement. If there is a phrase that was used to characterize the Nazi Third Reich, Hitler's Germany, it would be, quote, the banality of evil, unquote, wherein ordinarily otherwise good people embrace or endorse or condone horrendously inhuman behavior upon others, such as extermination, death camps, torture, etc. They are merely following orders. They are merely desk jockeys or functionaries. Of course, this concept, first posited by the German political philosopher Hannah Arendt in her coverage of the Adolf Eichmann trial in 1960 in Israel, is sort of an oxymoron in that the Nazis, like Eichmann, were certainly no mere desk jockeys or mindless functionaries, but bloodlusting, full-throated Nazi believers in the extermination of the Jewish race. Conservative movement in this country over the last 30 years, and especially today, is undergoing this very real process itself, the banality of evil, by overlooking or excusing or even defending and promoting the practice of torture that took place during the George W. Bush presidency. And like the Nazis, as posited by Hannah Arendt, well, folks were merely caught up as little cogs in this big mindless machine. And after all, you can't really single out any individual or individuals for complicity or accountability, and certainly not the leaders at the very top. Well, this leap to total evil and darkness in this country is merely the logical culmination of the conservative movement since their rise beginning in 1980 with the election of their savior, Ronald Reagan. Remember that slogan that year and in 1984, Morning in America? Well, I would say it is definitely that, but Morning in America, or Morning spelled M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G, in America, A-M-E-R-I-K-A. The conservative movements like Hannah Arendt's depiction of Adolf Eichmann as little more than a functionary gives perfect cover for millions of ill-informed, easily led people to act and think badly, because the conservative movement is there to provide these dolts with legitimacy by depicting the world people are confronted with today as demanding individuals to gird their loins and act harshly, selfishly, brutally, remorselessly in their efforts to chase that dream, the so-called American dream. And if that means xenophobia, nativism, racism, bigotry, and the like, so be it. It's all part of the American dream. The conservative type folk love to blindly follow leaders and also defend them and their ill-advised policies and actions to the very bitter end. It makes life so glorious, mind-numbing, and guilt-free. After all, who wouldn't want ponies, puppies, rainbows, sunshine, and lollipops? I mean, who can vote against these things? So the banality of evil in our day and age is made possible, just like Hannah Arendt and her explanation of the Nazis while covering the Adolf Eichmann trial in 1960, as all of these, this vast machine wherein people were mere cogs or functionaries or jockeys carrying out horrific bureaucratic orders. The conservative movement today, under the guise of ponies, puppies, rainbows, sunshine, and lollipops, superimposed over the implicit and in between the lines message to especially white Americans that it's okay to chase that American dream, elbows with elbows swinging, and rough individualism. It's no wonder that the banality of evil is just merely taken on a shape-shifting change of form. But it's in essence the very same in as the banality of evil that Hannah Arendt tried to justify the German experience and the Holocaust. This is the Knight Rider with another episode of Rough Riders Radio. Thank you for listening. And as always, stay well, keep it lit, and remember, we ride, you decide.